Welcome to today's podcast. This is Chef Mike Palmer, and we are live around the world. And today we are going to talk about a very interesting eating plan that the federal government has introduced not too long ago. Now, you can ask your personal physician about this plan. I highly suggest that you do, because I didn't know about this plan until I was researching the other day. So, you know, when I always look back on, you know, my previous stuff I do as far as my learning go, you know, I didn't know about this one eating plan. So, today, the subject is, what is the DASH eating plan? Again, what is the DASH eating plan? Now, we all know that the government did what they did on banning the trans fat, and we have so many years to comply with, you know, with that banning. But remember, there's so many ways to work around that ban to get the fat back in the product, to get the texture just perfectly. As far as the baking goes and the pastry goes, you have to have that fat to extend the life of that item. That's what the fat is all about. So, you know, with the government banning all that, they didn't realize that they just decreased the shelf life. So, you know, so today is part of, you know, the day two about, you know, the trans fat banning. Now, I should have recorded yesterday podcast about the trans fat banning. I might end up doing that at a later time, just to, you know, give you a heads up and tell you what it's all about, which is most important, because I personally learned a lot yesterday just reading on some material for the morning show I'm with at the clubhouse. So let's go ahead and get this thing rolling so I can keep on going down the road on the programming. Now, dietary approaches to stop hypertension, DASH, D-A-S-H, is a flexible and balanced eating plan that is based on research studies sponsored by the National Heart and Lung and Blood Institute, that's NHLBI. These studies show that the DASH lowers high blood pressure and improves levels by of blood lipids, that's fats in the bloodstream, which reduces the risk of developing, you know, heart diseases. Now, DASH requires no special food whatsoever, and it includes easy to follow recipes. Just for example, just research delicious heart healthy recipes from NHLBI. Now, the DASH eating plan emphasizes vegetables, fruits, and fat-free or low-fat dairy products. Okay, now I'm going to stop right there for a moment. When I read up on the trans fat banning, you know, the margarine that's out right now has a little bit of trans fat in it, and it's not low fat than what we thought it was. So, when we think about the low fat dairy, what do you define low fat? So, write you a little note about that and just do a little bit of research. And now, let's go on. This also includes whole grain, fish, poultry, beans, seeds, nuts, and vegetable oils. Okay. Try to use olive oil. Olive oil is very healthier for you if you're on a diet. Vegetable oils has more fat content in that oil itself. So just use the olive oil. And that's all I carry in my kitchen, by the way. I'll spend $1,000 if I wanted to carrying a bunch of olive oil in my kitchen. I'm all set. Then another thing, you need to limit sodium, sweets, sugary beverages, and red meats. Now, with me, you know, when it comes to red meat, I'm talking about steak, you know, a steak and potato kind of guy. That's, a steak is red meat. You know, or roast beef. When you think about roast beef, that has more sodium than anything else that you eat. So you need to limit the sodium. Now, as far as the sweets go, that's candy. Alright. That's hard to get by, you know, get away with. Because, you know, as a instructor and also the things I do in the studio and some other stuff I do, you know, my right-hand drawer is always filled with sweets. Okay. When it comes to sugar beverages, you can do without sugar and iced tea. Alright. You can do without sugar and coffee. And that's kind of hard to do because the taste. You know, that's your wake-up juice. You can limit on soda pops. That's the problem with me. I've always been a Dr. Pepper drinker. But I'm not, I'm trying to limit, but that's, you know, I kind of throw that out the window. Anyways, in terms of the nutritional content, DASH is low in saturated and trans fats, rich in potassium, calcium, magnesium, fiber, and protein. You might want to do a little bit of study on that. I know in the next few weeks we're going to look into that. Okay. The DASH eating plan is lower in sodium, mostly from salt, than any of the typical American diet. The DASH research shows that an eating plan containing 2,300 milligrams of sodium per day lowers blood pressure. An eating plan containing only 1,500 milligrams of sodium per day, even further lower down on your blood pressure. Now, the Dietary Guidelines for Americans 2010, which you can get online, it comes in a PDF and it's a free download. Download it and do your research. Okay, it's a very useful guide. I highly recommend it. I strongly recommend you get that guide and put it in a spiral note in a notebook. Hole punch notebook or something. Get you some paper protector. Put it in a notebook. Okay, you're gonna need to study it. It's good information. Okay, it advises reducing sodium intake less than 2,300 milligrams per day. So people in the following groups should reduce sodium intake further to 1,500 milligrams of sodium per day. I'm talking about the people who already have high blood pressure, people who have diabetes or chronic kidney disease, African Americans, adults age 51 or older. Okay, now I have a table sitting in front of me on a sheet of paper that shows the daily nutrient goals used in the DASH studies. Alright, so check this out. Daily nutrient goals used in the DASH studies for a 2,000 calorie eating plan. Total fat, okay, 27% of calories. Saturated fat, 6% of calories. Protein, 18% of calories. Carbohydrates, 55% calories. Cholesterol is 150 milligrams. Then you have the sodium, 2,300 milligrams. Potassium is 4,700 milligrams. Calcium is 1,250 milligrams. Magnesium is 500 milligrams. Then you have that fiber. The fiber is 30 grams. With 1,500 milligrams of sodium was lower goal tested and found to be even better for lowering blood pressure. So it worked very well for people who already had blood pressure, high blood pressure. So, I'm talking about the African Americans, middle age, and older adults. So if you need more information about the Dash Eden plan, make sure you get on the net and type in your in a browser somewhere, NHLBI, and pretty much your information will be right there in front of your eyes within seconds. Any questions, why don't you get on Twitter or Facebook me and hashtag me, Chef Mike Palmer. I will answer your question as quickly as possible.